Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, around 16, 17 lines from the bottom, Alazikin, by the two dots. Alazikin. Back to the Mishnah that said the Birchas HaGoya was, one of them was Alazikin on a falling star. You make a bracha. Sogt Mora Mai Zikin, what are the Zikin? Omar Shmuel, Koichva de Shovit. It's like a meteor. It's a comet. It's like a star with a tail to it, like a stick to it. So it's a falling star. It looks like a star with a stick that's going across the sky. Sogt Gemara, Omar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, Nihirin li Shvira de Shmaya. I know all the types of different stars and the chokhmah of astronomy, kishvila denaydoy, like the roads of denaydoy, levar mi koichva deshavit, except for this meteor, this koichva deshavit, that I don't understand exactly what happens. De lo yadano my new ugmira de lo yovit kisla, and we have a kabbalah and we know that it doesn't pass by kisla. Kisla is a ksil. Ksil is also the shape of an akrev, we'll see soon in the Gemara, but the ksil is another mazel. It doesn't pass by that mazel, it doesn't hit it. V'ovar kisla, and if it would hit the kisla, then chorav alma, the world will be destroyed. Frag the Gemara, but if you look up, v'hokachazin on the ovar, we do see that it does pass by kisla. So Gemara, zivuhu the ovar, that's only the glow, the light that emanates that passes, but it's not the star itself. U'mischazik ovar ihu, it looks like it passes by. It's like a vilon, like a curtain that opens up. The megalgal umichse in the hoyre de rakia. There's different levels in the rakia. So the vilon, that level of vilon opens up, and you see the nahoyre, you see the light from the next rakia. Now, what is this exactly coming to say? What's Rav Huna Beit Avshua coming to answer? So there's machlokes Rashi Tosis. Rashi learns that Rav Huna Beit Avshua is going back on the original question. So Rashi Rav Huna Omar, my zikin. The Gemara is kasha, what was zikin? The Gemara said, koich v'deshevet, the shovet, a falling star, a meteor. So he says, no, my zikin, it's a vilon u de mekareu mischad rekia decha kir kagoymach. Like a spear, where you see that little slit from the rekia vilon opening up, so you see the light. That is pshat in zikin. That's how Rav Huna learns. Tosis brings this and he says, that's not the pshat. But rather, it's going back on the last Gemara that we just said, that we said that really the koich v'deshovit can never pass kisla, the mazel of kisla. And if we do see that it does appear that it passes, it's not really it. It's only the glow. It's only ziva. And in that, Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua says, the reason why it appears so is because vilanu de mikra and the megagul and mix and hagar de kia. So that's why it looks like it passes. So Tosis. Really, kisla does not pass by, and doesn't pass kisla. Not like Rashi says, it's coming to explain what zikin is. Why? Because we see Rav Ashi right after that is going back on another explanation of why it seems like it passes by. So we see we're still in the mode of explaining that nekuda of koich v'deshovit, does it really pass kisla, or does it only appear to? So that's what Tosfos learns. Rav Huna Beit Avshua says, no, vayt, it only appears so. And Rav Ashi continues in that mode. Rav Ashi Omar, koich v'deokar mahagisa, it's a koich that's moved from one side of kisla, mahagisa de kisla, v'chozilei chavrei mahagisa, and it appears like an illusion, as if it appeared on the other side, but it's not really that same koich. If it didn't pass it, it's just an illusion. Umivis, umichse kamandovar. He got scared, and it looks like it passed by. Zogmo Shmuel, Rami Shmuel has the following stira. Ksiv, oise, ash, ksil, v'kimo. These are different mazalos. Ash, ksil, and kimo. Uksiv, and it says, oise, kimo. Kimo is mentioned first. Uksil. So which one is first? Is ksil first, or is kimo first? Zog the Gemara, Hokesad, Il Molik Hamashel Ksil. Ksil resembles the heat. Every mazel that takes place in the upper hemispheres has an effect on the Metzias and what takes place down here. So Il Molik Hamashel Ksil, if not for the heat of the Ksil, Lo Niskayim Oilam, the world would cease to exist. Mipnei Tseinu Shel Kima, because of the coldness of Kima. Kima is freezing. That's the mazel of Kima. V'yomolei Tseinu Shel Kima, l'niskayim oylam, b'nei chamesh al ksil. U'gmira, and we have a Kabbalah, ilav uktze da akrevo. The akrev is the tail. Again, we see that that the ksil is represented something with the akriv. So if not for the tail of the akriv, the manach ben hadinar, which the tail, the akriv, the tail of the akriv, if not for it sitting in hadinar, the hadinar is a nar that's full of esh, that's fire. So kol man the do trikle akriva. If someone in this world, we see it's connected. The mazel of akriva is connected to the akrovim in this world. If someone would be bitten by an akriv, so lo have a chai, he would not live. He would not live because it would be so freezing cold from that bite. So from this akriv, scorpion. So that's why the tail of that mazel is in the Nahar Dinar in order to warm it up, so to speak. V'hane dekom le'achmona le'iyov, his kasher ma'adonois kimo, oi moishchois ksil tifotach. Meaning, tie up together ma'adonois of kimo, oi moishchois ksil tifotach, or untie, be let loose, the ksil tifotach. So we see they're connected one to another. You need one combating the other to even each other out. The heat and the coldness. My kimo mashmul, kemeya kochvi, it has 100 stars around it. Amrilo de mechanfi. Some say they all gathered, bunched together. Va'amrilo de mevadron. They're separated. Like we had the Gemara before about a minion. Tisha. Is it Tisha v'hu? Tisha v'ogen? Is it mevadron? Or is it mechanfi? Zogma my ash. The second we said another koichav mentioned, the mazel mentioned was called ash. Omer avido yois yuto. Yuto. Zogma my yuto. Amrile znav tle. It's like the tail of a tle, of a ram. Va'amrilo Reisha the Iglo, the head of an eagle. That's what it looks like. That's what it appears like in the constellations, the stars. Umistavre command omaz naftle. Why is it mistavre like that? Chsiv ve'ayish al boneho tinochem. Almo chasero. It looks like it's missing. Meaning, znaftle looks like it's missing something in the middle. So it's al boneho tinochem. Alma chasera, umischazia, and it appears like daf nuntesa mit aleph ketrefa de torif. So drashi doveshu chaser v'sasmu amigufoi shasu a konus umischazia kemake bekunus, like it was hit and banged with a hammer. Tarfa de torif muka ba'akoyis kamo beitzet trufa. Lish lachinu de mischazia kede tarfa mitrav nidbak yachad v'osu snifin kemen chibur. So it has that appearance. V'hai de ozla basra. And why does ayish follow the kima? If you look up and you see that, Zok the Gemara, behind the Azab Asra, the reason why Ayish follows Kima, the Omrele, Havli Bnei, because he tells him, give me back my two stars that are missing. It's missing something. We said it's Chaser. It looks, so the Kima has it. So he says, give me back my two stars. Shebeshosh, Kosh Boch, Bikish Lavi, Mabel Oil, and Abish wanted to bring a Mabel to the world. Not Asek Achavim, Mikima. He took two Koy Chavim from Kima, Vavi Mabel Oil, and that's how the Mabel came about. By removing two kachovim, uksubikus l'sosma, and he wanted to stop the mabul. Not ashtek kachovim ma'ayish. He took two kachovim from ma'ayish v'sosma. Sfrek the Gemara v'lahadale. Why do you return those two kachovim from kima and return them back to kima? Why do you have to take them from ma'ayish? So Gemara ein abor mispalim mechul yosoi. You can't fill up a bor with its own chulia, with its own rack that was removed. It won't fill it up totally. Inami ain't kateger na sanegel. The kateger that caused the marble cannot be sanegel to fill it up again. So just create two new ones. What if they take from Ayish to fill up that which is missing? So gemara enkel chodesh tachzah shomesh. The Eibush only the shazbiyas ha'olam made kechovim. There's no new kechovim. Enkel chodesh tachzah shomesh. Om Rav Nachman osa kodesh boch lachziron lo. Eventually in the future the Eibush will return them. Shenemar. The Ayish al boneo tinochem. And that'll be the eventual chomer. Ayish will get back its original two kechovim. V'alas voice. And on zvois are earthquakes. Zokmo my zvois, what is zvois? Om Rav Katina guho. Sogdrashi, bilashoinom koirin, riidas haoretz guho. When you have a earthquake, so that's called a guho. So when you see, when you witness zvois, so the Mishnah said, you made the brocha of, על הזיקין ועל הזוויס ועל הרעמי ועל הרוחס ועל הברוקים שזה בור שכויכו גבורוס אמר לאוילום. You see the כויך of the אבשטר throughout the world. זוג מור אום רב מייס וויס אום רב קטינו גוע, which is רידס האורץ. רב קטינו, Ravkatino have a cause of he was traveling on the road. Kimota Pisodeve Uva Tamya. When he came to the house of Uva Tamya, Zakrashi, who was Uva Tamya? Bal Oiv. He was a Bal Oiv. He spoke to the mason. Shalatsoma Shoisa Kishuv Batsomis a mace. He made some type of kishuv with the bones of a mace. Zogdmora Gonach Guo. What happened was there was an earthquake that took place at that time. Gonach Guo. It was a Nizdazea Ha'oretz, Zogdrashi. Omar, Miyoda Ubetamya Hai Guo Mahu. Meaning, does Ubetamya, this Dover Lamesim, this Baal Oiv, does he know what this earthquake is all about? Romale Kola Katina Katina. So he called out a coil. He said, Katina Katina, Amai Lo Yadano. Why do you not know? When the Eibishter remembers his children, that Ashruim B'tzar Ben Umetz Ha'olam, Moirit Shtei Demoiz Yamagol, he releases this Kavah Yochel, obviously, this is a Derech Moshel. The Eibishter releases two tears that go into the Yamagol, into the Atlantic Ocean. V'koiloi Nishma Misoifo, Olam Atsoifoi. That's the two tears of the Eibishter that Koilom and Nishma Misoifo and Matasoifoi. V'hainu Guo. That's what this Uve Tami, this Baal Oib said. Earthquakes is the two tears of the Eibishter that drop into the Yamagol when he's mitzar on Bonov that are ben umes oilom. Om Rav Katina, so Rav Katina didn't want people to start following this Baal Oiv and thinking what he's saying is correct. So he said, Ubetamya, Kedivhu. Kedivhu means he's a shakran. It's not true what he's saying. Umilei Kediv, and his words are sheker. Why? If it's two tears of the Eibishter Kaviyachol, then there should be two earthquakes in a row. Every tear is one. Zog demora v'lohi. This is only he said this so people shouldn't follow him. But be'etzim, it's not shver why there's no two in a row. V'lohi, gua gua ovid. Be'etzim, there are two in a row. There are two earthquakes in a row connected to two demois. V'haidloi oidelei. And the reason why he did not want to admit or, so to speak, give credit to Ubetamya, so people shouldn't follow him. Rav Kitir himself explained, Pshat in the voice and the earthquakes are Svuke Kapov, Tsoife Kapov. The Eibishter claps his hands. And from that noise, that from one clap of a hand, the ganze world has an earthquake. And we find the pasuk that the Eibishter claps his hand, Derech Moshel. Shenema, Vegamani Ake Kapai El Kapai. And that's how, so to speak, I settle my anger. I'm not so nomar. A third pshat in the earthquakes, anochem is anech. Meaning, the Eibishter gives a anocha, a sigh. Shenemar, v'ani choysi chamosi, bom, v'in chamti. Meaning, I'll be misnachem. Rabbonon amri, boyet berakia. He gives a kick with his kaviyochel with the foot against the rekia shenemal hayodet kedorchim yane el kol yoshua oretz chavacha by Yankov omal doichek es raglov tachas kisi hakovoid. He puts his raglayim, his feet keneged the kisi hakovoid. He's doichet shenemal koyom Hashem Hashemayim kisi vo oretz hadoim ragloi. So the world, the Oretz, is like Adoim Raglo, is like a footstool for the Eibishter. So when he puts his feet against there, Derkes Raglov, Tachskis Yakovit, so then that results in the earthquakes. So Drashi goes, Shedocha Tachskis Yakovit, Magia Biutoi, Adlo Oretz, Shi Adoim Raglov. Now the Oretz says about all these things that are mentioned, that the Eibishter claps his hands, the Eibishter stretches his foot, the Eibishter is Nenach. He says, obviously, they all cannot be kapshutoi, but rather, the pshat is, he says, that the Eibishter is memana a malach to do so. As I stated in Orach, the Eibishter is memana a malach to clap his hands, or memana a malach to be nenach. That's one pshat. The Goinim, in the Tshuvas HaGoinim, so they explain the pshat is that the Eibishter creates a bria similarly, that the Eibishter creates a bria in the Shemayim that is Mesapik Kapayim that claps, or the Eibishter creates a bria that does this motion, so to speak, with the feet, or his nenach v'chulu v'chulu.
Zog the Gemara weiter, v'ala re'emim. And on thunder, you make the brach of shekoichu gvorosim ala yoylam. My re'emim, what are re'omim, what are they? Zog the Gemara Omer Shmuel, anone begal gala. It's the loud noise that comes out when two clouds bang and hit each other. Shenemar, kol ramcho begal gal he'iru v'rokim tevel rogzo v'atira she'oretz. So we see there's a coil that comes out from the galgal, from the banging of the anonim together. The Rabbanon Amri, and the Rabbanon say that no, anone de shafke mayel hadodi. It's from the clouds themselves that pour water from one to another. And that causes the coil. That's the thunder. Shenemar, le coil titoi hamoin mayim bashamayim. Meaning the coil is from the hamoin mayim, from the water that is poured from one cloud to another. Zog di gemoga, ravacha bayankav omar, the reason why you have the coil of the re'emim is barka takifa de borik banono, meaning it's a lightning that strikes the clouds. It's a borok, takifa, a strong borok of fire, the borik banono that strikes the clouds. Umit bar gezize, and the bardo, and it breaks into pieces, meaning it creates borod. Umidbar gazize de barzo, the bardo. It creates borod. And the borod, the hail, so to speak, that is being broken right now up in the clouds, that is the thunder, the noise that we hear. Interestingly, in the Medrash it says that really the thunder takes place before the lightning. But the reason why we see the lightning before the thunder is because the speed of light is quicker than the speed of sound. So it appears to us that the lightning is first, lightning strikes, and then the thunder comes. But really, the thunder started first, and then comes the lightning. Zok Rav Ashi Omar, another pshat in the Re'emim is, how does it come about? Anane chalchule mechalchulo, the anonim, meaning, are chalolim, they're like chalu, v'ose ziku menash v'apumayu. And a wind comes and blows into them. So then you hear a coil of a re'em. That's the thunder. If you have a hollow area that you blow into, it emanates a noise. V'domi kezika pum doni. It's like the wind that blows on the tip of a chavis. The chavis is hollow. You blow in there, you hear a coil. Zog demaro mistavro k'ravacha be'yankov. It's mistavro like ravacha be'yankov that the clouds get broken up. And the breaking of the hail creates the sound and the noise of the thunder. The borik barko, like you said, the reason is because borik barko. Umenahame anone, meaning that after the borik barko, so then the menahame anone, that's when the anonim make this noise, this coil of the re'emim, and that's why v'osi mitra. And that's why it comes the rain afterwards. If the hail is being broken up in the clouds, so that's why it makes sense why it rains at the time of the thunder. Zog the Gemara weiter v'al brokim, and on lightning, oime boch shekoichu gvorosoi mole oilom. Now we make oisim isebracious, we'll see soon. But the Mishnah said you make a koichu gvorosoi mole oilom on brokim, on lightning too. Zog the my brokim, what are brokim? Zog the my rover, barko. Barko means lightning. The Mashal explains the Shakl V'Tayyah, what's Rav is saying, Barko, my Brokim Barko. So he's saying the Chiddush is that even on a singular Barok, you don't have to have Re'emim, Loshen Rabim, Brokim, Loshen Rabim, but even Barko, even a singular lightning, you make the Brochon. Zok the Gemara, meaning, and that's the Hemshech of this Gemara, V'Omar Rav, Barko Yichido, meaning even if it's only a singular lightning, Ubarka Chivro, or a barka that appears like white fire, ubarka yeroikso, or like a greenish fire, v'anone desalkem bekerem marobis, v'asim mikerem droimis, or clouds that go up from the west, and they come up on the south, v'talte anone desalkem chado la'api chaverto, or two clouds that hit each other, that bang into each other, kulun koshin. These are all bad signs. These are not good things. Meaning white lightning or green lightning or these clouds that hit each other. Zogmol amay nafkamina. What is it nafkamina if it's good or not? Zogmol amay boy rachmi.
in order to daven, to mevakesh rachamim, that we should be protected. Zogma vahani mili belelyo. Meaning, these circumstances where it's not good is only when it comes out at night. Avo b'tzafra, in the morning, less bu mashosho, then you don't have to be concerned about it. Zog di gemara, Omer Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok, hani anana de tzafra. Now we're talking about the clouds that appear in the morning. Less bu mashosho, meaning they quickly dissipate. Dechsev, v'chazdechem ka'anan boiker, meaning your chazdecho, your chesed, is ka'anan boiker, it dissipates.
People say, "Kad miftach bove mitro." When you open the door in the morning and it's raining, bar chamoro. So then, a person who's a bar chamoro, meaning that is a peddler that goes around from city to city selling his wares, morich sakoch ugonei. Meaning, get ready, take your hobo bag, take your sack, ugnei. And sleep on it, meaning don't go peddling around and selling your wares because you're not going to find too many buyers. You'll have to sell it for very cheap because it's raining. You're not going to have too many customers out there. So we see al-Koponim that the morning clouds is a real thing. It's not something that dissipates quickly. You wake up in the morning and you open your door and you see rain. So bachamra, if you're a peddler, sakech, take it easy. Don't go out and sell so quickly because it's going to be a rainy day. So we see that non boika don't dissipate so quickly. So gemar loy kasha hard to be'eva, meaning when we say that when it rains and you wake up in the morning expect it to rain the whole day, that's only when there is a thick cloud, the kote be'eva. So then it shows that it's going to be a day full of rain. That which we said before, that the morning clouds dissipate quickly, is talking about when we have a very weak cloud, and that's not just a thick cloud, so that one expected to dissipate quickly.
The whole purpose of thunder is in order to straighten up the crookedness that we have within ourselves, to instill fear in us, to be chayzeh b'tshuva. Zog di gemara shenemal velakim oso shiru milfonov. That's the whole purpose of the thunder. There's one purpose of this whole creation, is to instill fear in us, to be chayzeh b'tshuva. Now, when it comes to the birchas habrokim and the birchas re'emim, so the rishonim say, the mishabur brings this in Reish Chav Zayin, that once in the spazru, once the clouds dissipated, and there's a new rain, so then there's a new storm, you make again the bracha of the birchas hareimim and the birchas habrokim. This is not like the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, that you only make a bracha once every 30 days. And the difference is, what's taka the difference? The difference is, because when it comes to the yam ha-godl, when it comes to things that are in place, they're the same yam ha-godl, the same yam, the same horim, the same mountains of Maaseh Bereishis, the same thing is being seen within the same 30 days. So you only make the bracha every 30 days if you didn't see it. Mashenken over here, by Nispazua and Onim, it's a new thunder, it's a new storm, it's a new lightning, it's a new entity. So since it's a new thing, so every day you make a new one, you taka make a new one. You don't have to wait Lamed Yom between them, as long as it dissipated, as long as the clouds were Nispazru, and it's a new storm. But today's lightning is not connected to yesterday's lightning, or today's thunder to yesterday's thunder. So you don't have to wait Lamed Yom. But the Yam, or the Horim, or the other Maaseh Bereishis, those we wait 30 days for. As I state in Mishnah Berurah and Magen Avraham, that's how to explain the difference between this and the other Birchas Hareiyah. Now, the ideal time to make these brachas of the Birchas Hareiyim is Toch Kedei Dibur. Even though we find other Birchas Hanen, Birchas Hashvach, you can make even La'achar, the Maisa took place, not necessarily Toch Kedei Dibur, there's a difference between something where you're being Nene, that type of Birchas Hashvach, Pekech Ivrim, or other Birchas Hashvach, so those, the Hanoi is even afterwards, so you can make that bracha afterwards. Masha'enkein, by the Birchas Hashvach, where there is no Hanoi, it's you being Meshabech the Ebeshter for the occurrence, so Melech has to be Dafka Toch Kedei Dibur, and that's why the Re'emim and the thunder and lightning should be done Dafka Toch Kedei Dibur. Well, I skipped a few lines in the Gemara, I'll go back. The Gemara said before, Alaruchos,
that you make on hurricanes and torpedoes and strong winds, you make Baruch Shekoichu Gvorosim Ola Yoylam. Zogma Mai Ruchois, what Ruchos are we referring to in the Mishnah? Om Rabbaya Zappa. Zappa means a storm, a strong wind that comes about through a hurricane. Zogma Om Rabbaya. And Abaya said the following, Gemira, I have a Kabbalah, the Zafa, this Zaf, this strong hurricane, Beleli lo have it. It doesn't happen at night. It comes in the daytime. We see that it does happen at night. It started off in the daytime. What we see at night is a continuation of where it started off in the day. Omer Abaya, Gemira, I have another Kabbalah, the Zafa tati shoy lekai, meaning, it doesn't last more than 2 hours. L'kayim ha'shenema, lo'isokum pamayim tzoro. Fegmovok chazino dekoi, we see that it does last more than 2 hours. Zog demora, the mifsik beni veni. There's a hafsok in between. There's a break in between. It doesn't go continuously more than 2 hours. Zog demora vaita. We learned this gemara before. Ala brokim. We'll go back to where we left. Up to. Zog demora, omer Alexandria. Omer Abshua ben Levi. It's only to straighten out the akmum shebelev. Shenemar velim velakim osa shiur mefonov. Oh, that's what we're up to. Zog dimor vaita. Ve'omer Reb Alexandria. Another statement of Alexandria. Omer Reb Shimon Levi. Yoroyes hakeshes ba'onon. If someone sees a rainbow, tzoch shipal aponov should fall on your face because the rainbow shows the kvod Hashem. Shenemar says in the pasuk Yecheskel. Kamara hakeshes asher yeh ba'onon. So mele tamarav keshes ve'erav epel alponai. And I fell on my face, and I said the tefillah. So Gemara laiti alo b'marova, and I saw there mekalal people that did so. Why? Mishum de michzik commander sagi lekashto. It looks like you are bowing down to the keshes, to the rainbow. So maybe you can't do that. Avo bruchei vade mevorech. But I've already made the brocha. What's the brocha, my mevorech? Zog mo boruch zoicha bris. David remembers the bris, the covenant, that he made a promise, a shvua, to Noach after the Mabel, they're not going to destroy the world. B'mas nisatona, in the brise we learned, David Shemal b'noi sheikh b'n brocha oimel, ne'mon b'brisoi, v'kaim b'mamoroi. David says ne'mon, not to be oivan the bris, and to mekayim, not to destroy the world, even though it's worthy of destruction. Omra papa hilkach, since there are two nischoys over here, so name rinu tabai, we say both. Boruch zoich habris, v'nem b'brisoi, v'kayim b'mamoroi. Tosis says, nem rinu letavayu oimeri, de ein chois me b'boruch b'brocha zu. V'heicha mevoruch, what's the brocha? Boruch, you know, not chois me the brocha, but you start with the boruch. Boruch ato Hashem lekenem el cho'ilom, nem b'brisoi, v'kayim b'shvuose v'zoich habris. A little different nusach. Zog du mo weiter. Ala horim v'alak boruch on mountains and on hills. And all types of nahoris and midboris, the Mishnah says you make ois maisa breishis. All those that are mentioned told on the Mishnah, winds, thunder, lightning, we made a kochik v'rosim ala olam. That's what it says in the Mishnah. La maisa breishin inu, they're not maisa breishis. Why is maisa breishis not said on them? After all it says, brokim lamoto also. So we see clearly the Eibusha created the brokim, the lightning. This is the time of the Bria. So why do you not make a Maisa Bereishis? Why do you make Kochik V'Rosso state in the Mishnah on those? And Maisa Bereishis only says on Horem and Gvoris, the ones mentioned afterwards. Om Rabbaya Kochik V'Toni, Yitake, don't differentiate, don't make two parts of the Mishnah, but learn everything together. Kochik V'Toni, you make both brochas. Rova Omar, Hosom, meaning by the Zikin and his voice, the first part of the Mishnah, by the thunder and the lightning of Baruch Tati, Yitake, make one of the two brochas. Not both, but one of the two. Baruch Shekoicha Yigvosam Olo Yoylam. And we do that on thunder, because it shows the koich over the whole world, the loud noise. V'oisam Aisab Reishas. And that we do on the lightning. Mashenken Hocha Mashenken, when it comes to the mountains. Oisam Aisab Reishas Iko. You only can make the Oisam Aisab Reishas. But koich Yigvosam Olo Yoylam Leiko. It's not koich Yigvosam Olo Yoylam. Meaning it's not all over the world. The mountains are specifically in the Alps, specifically in the Himalayas, in specific places. So it's not koich gvorosam alei oylam, and that's what Tosfos Taka says. It's oyha oyha in a pirush oyma oyhai oyhai. Eidus yitzav chen pirush of alphas that we Taka make one of the two, either or, and we differentiate thunder. We do one, and lightning we do the other. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara. Om Reb Shuman Levi Aroyerekia betaharosa. If you see the sky on a clear day, there are no clouds at all, a blue, bright sky. That's how the Rukia was created. Afterwards, it was covered with clouds. But originally, at the time of the creation, it was a clear blue sky. When you make this bracha, after it rains the whole night, so then, in the morning, there is a ruach tzvoinis, a northern wind that disperses all the clouds, and it reveals the clear blue sky. This argues on Rav Chizda, from the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Rekia is not revealed anymore in a clear blue sky, totally without any clouds. Al Bishamayim Kadrus. After Yishtet Poskin Yishai, after the Chum Beis HaMikdash, Al Bishamayim Kadrus. Vesak Osim Kesusom. Meaning, it will be covered. It's going to be a Kadrus. Kesusom. It'll be mechusa. They won't see the shemayim that's going to be megalin gansen tzlulim like we're describing now. Betaroso. That is so. This clearly argues on Reb Shua ben Levi. They say that what that you could make the bracha. So they argue on Reb Chizda that say that it doesn't happen. It never has happened since the Chum Beis HaMikdash. We'll stop over here at the end of the Omid, Nuntes Omid Aleph on the bottom. Tomorrow, Mitzvah will continue, Nuntes Omid Beis on the top.